If stillness needed an emissary, if stillness needed an emissary, would she choose me? I've been wondering about this since we last spoke. Conversely, you might be wondering why she is a she, but that would be a digression I do not have the paragraph space for. My participation in this event, the Exquisites, is, for various reasons, fairly major. I am the writer, the wrought-er of it all. It is my love of stillness that makes it all happen. And my goal, my aim, in the most intransitive sense, has been to interest a few of you, nay, let's be real, seduce some of you into wanting stillness. And the curious thing about being about to hike into episode 6 is that clearly I have not been a good emissary, and I feel that this piece may be the marker for change in the few months. While I gather my cards and tie down my clothing, more on this later, I want to, need to, for her, clarify. Stillness is miraculous, in that it is a glorious and brilliant expansion of the self. And that can only happen when you put down the horrific thrall of and to anxiety. You may not call that stillness, but I do. And that is why I am here. And it seems she chose me as an emissary, after all.